You are listening to episode 30 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today we have Corey from Baltimore, who started her keto journey on September 6, 2018 at 155 pounds and has currently lost over 20 pounds doing keto. We talked about what she likes about keto, how she's tried Whole 30 and kind of felt it was too restricting. We also talk about how Corey used to run every day and train for a half marathon, but couldn't lose any weight, and how keto changed all that. I also talk about how I got stuck on a chairlift for 3 hours and doing a 90-hour fast. And Heinz gives more updates on his vacation in New Zealand. Thank you for listening. Hey everyone, this is Jeff, and I've been doing the ketogenic diet since about September of 2017.
And this is Heinz, and I have been doing the ketogenic diet since March of 2018. And we are the Keto Island Boys.
That's right. You know, we are just two island boys who are just doing the ketogenic lifestyle. We're just, you know, keeping it real and relatable for everyone who's doing keto. These are kind of just like our journeys and our experiences with keto. And, you know, we like to do interviews and meet people from all over the world doing keto.
Yeah. And just and not only that, just also share our own experiences of how we live our lifestyle. And I mean, if there's one thing that we are experts about, that would be ourselves. And so that's, you know, that's the only thing that we are experts about, because we are not dietitians, nutritionists, or any sort of medical experts by any means. But we just happen to be two guys that sort of live a certain way. And yeah, we just like to share our story. And we think that our point of view and perspective is one that could help. You know, we made this to help, you know, primarily our island people, but this podcast is for everybody that, you know, chooses or wants to listen in on how you can live this lifestyle, whether you're island or not. But you know, the stigma is for most islanders is that we are known to be big and fat and, you know, overweight and have, you know, health complications, you know, and it's pretty profound in our community. So it's like, you know, we figure, hey, podcasting is a way where we could share our stories, you know, on a weekly basis, and here we are. So
yeah, it keeps us honest, and you know, for most part, it, like, you know, keeps us liable for each other, and you know, and it actually, yeah, probably is the reason why I kept going for so long, is because, like, man, I know that if we talk about keto, and you know, I figure we might as well be doing it. And you know, we're interviewing people. We've done, you know, over 20 plus interviews of everyone's journeys. Is just, you know, so much different. Everyone's reason for doing keto is different.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of times it's, I love, one of my favorite things is, you know, when we do interview people, you know, a lot of people start because of the weight loss, but I love hearing the other extra side benefits that they get from it. And, cause that is, to me, really tells the tale of, like, hey, I feel like sugar is poison, you know? And so, and nobody really comes out and says that, you know, cause it's, you know, it's kind of like a taboo thing to talk about, but man, people, you know, I feel like people know that, hey, sugar is one of those things that it's like, man, if you consume enough of it, you know, that's, I feel like that's a big reason why, you know, people are overweight and, you know, get some of the diseases that they may have is because of it. So yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, in this portion, we like to talk about, you know, like the, you know, what we've done in the past week. And I have been dying to ask Jeff. And to have him expand, I don't know. So if you follow Jeff's personal Instagram or social media last week. Tell us, Jeff was in a predicament last week, and Jeff, why don't you go ahead and explain what happened to you?
Yeah. So if you guys are following my, my regular Instagram, JeffBoy206 on Instagram, we went nighttime snowboarding last week at our local nightboarding place called Snoqualmie Mountain, and me and Justin and two of my other friends, Eddie and Dustin, and we went snowboarding, and hey, you know, everything was going great. It was like 8 o'clock at night, you know, the mountain's open till 10 o'clock, and then our chairlift got stuck. And normally chairlifts only take, you know, 10, 20 minutes, usually someone at the top, someone's pretty slow, or they had little technical difficulty and they get it up and running. Usually the longest I've been on was about 30 minutes waiting one time. But
how many times have you been on a lift where it stopped?
I think every time I go on a chairlift, it usually stops, I mean, for maybe a minute, 2 minutes, or sometimes it doesn't, but I'd say majority of the time it stops, just because sometimes people have a hard time getting off the chairlift or getting onto the chairlift.
Gotcha. So it's a pretty common thing for it to stop. Yeah. But most times it's like 1, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Yeah. And then occasionally you'll have one that'll last 15 to 30 minutes.
Right. And so, this time we were stuck for like 30 minutes. We're like, man, this is a long time. So we started doing like Snapchats to be like, you know, we've been on this chairlift for 2 days and we haven't moved here, you know, like joking around. usually we joke around, but then it became 45 minutes and then it became like an hour. And we were like, okay, like something is wrong here. Like, we don't know what's going on. There's no ski patrol. We haven't moved. I mean, mind you, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night and it's freezing cold, right?
Yeah.
And then an hour and a half goes by, and then a snow patrol comes down and like, well, this is what's happening. They cannot get the lift to run again. There's two options. We could either get the mechanic who fixes the lift, but that could take 3 hours for them to get here. Or the second option is to get everyone off the lift individually, one by one, by harness. So
what? Oh my gosh. So those are the options. You guys are like,
yeah.
Pick so the harness, we're, right?
Yeah, we're like, oh, yeah. Everyone is like, yeah, okay, the harness is quicker, whatever. And so like, and they're like, we probably won't get to you guys because we were at the middle of the lift, and we were at the highest point on the mountain.
Yeah. Highest point from the actual mountain to lift, right?
We were probably in the highest point from wherever we were at on the chairlift to the bottom, highest
to the
point.
Actual ground.
Ground.
Yeah.
And so they didn't get to us for about another hour and a half. So we were stuck on the chairlift for a total of 3 hours.
No way.
I mean, if you've ever, you know our Seattle cold nights, I mean, it is like, you know, 20s, you know, with the wind, chill factor. So we were coming up with like scenarios that people talk about, like, man, what if we took off our clothes and tied them up together and made one long string? Maybe we can rope down, or, you know, would our legs break if we drop down to the snow? You know, or you seen that movie Frozen, not the Disney one, but the real one. Got stuck on the chairlift. We started playing games just to keep us warm. We had to like huddle together to keep warm, you know.
I mean, 3 hours is a long time. Yeah. So.
I mean, hey, we played Mafia with just the four of us up there, try to like kill time. And then I mean, I didn't have any snacks with me, so we and none of us had any drinks, so we were like, thirsty and
Okay,
hungry.
did anybody need a bio break? Like how to use the bathroom at all or?
Oh man, no one had to pee. So like luckily for us, none of us had to
Yeah.
pee. And it was so cold. Like if you took off your gloves for like a couple minutes, you need to put it back on because it was, it was cold. It was getting really cold and your hands would just get numb really fast.
Damn.
Yeah. But
So at the what time was it when your when it stopped? What time was it again?
it was about 7:30 when it
Oh my
stopped.
gosh.
At night, and then we didn't get down to the mountain till about 10:30,
Oh
and
my.
then yeah, it was crazy. And the way that they got you off the lift is they shot this cannon, like one of those, those guns where they shoot t-shirts into the crowd in the basketball game.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
they had a rope attached to that, and it shot over the top, over the
Over
pole
the
at the
lip.
top,
Oh, okay.
the cable,
Yeah.
and then the cable, and then from there they had to go to every individual chairlift and kind of like loop it over the chairs to get to the next lift, to get to the next lift. And
Oh my God.
then yeah, and then there's a chair, there's like a rope and a harness. You have to put the harness over your body and then sit on this chair, and then you had to face away from your seat and like kind of hop off your chair and face the other way, and then they have to
Oh.
rope you down from there. Yeah, it was crazy.
Damn. So then what was the order of how you guys went down? Who went first? Like, how'd
So
you
it went
decide
according.
that?
Yeah, it goes like whoever was on the inside first,
Okay.
and then the outside people go last, just because the inside is it's easier to distribute the weight
Gotcha.
inside.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I was the last one off the lift, and it's just, nerve-wracking because, like if they don't hold you up, if the other person's not holding you on the rope and they just drop you, I mean, you're done. Like you're break
Oh, damn.
everything. So it's the first time in like 20 years that I've been skiing or snowboarting that I've ever had this happen. I've never seen it happen actually ever. I mean, it's the first time it's ever
Yeah.
happened. So we had went on Facebook Live, we went on Instagram Live, and we were like, just like doing commentaries. We were doing like podcast stuff. We're like, yeah, if you like the content, just please subscribe to the Potter Chick.
Yes. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
We're
Hell
doing
yeah.
things like, yeah, say this for a 30% off code, and it was pretty funny though. It was scary, but at least it was with Eddie and Dustin and Justin, right?
That is a that to be
Yeah.
honest, man, you
Yeah.
four, that group,
Yeah.
that's a good group to be with, to be
Oh,
stuck on a mountain, because
that was the
the
best group.
you guys are all
Yeah.
pretty positive
Yeah.
people, and yeah,
Witty, like, yeah,
you
I had a lot of things to talk
it's a
about.
fun group. Yeah, that would be a fun group to go to be stuck on a mountain with, to be honest, you four. Oh
Mean,
man.
we were thinking like, man, like what if you had gone up on the lift with some rando that you didn't know, or if you were on a date or with like by yourself, dude, that would be the worst 3 hours.
That
It's
would
like,
be the worst. Yep, for real. For real.
yeah,
It'd
but
be
I mean,
worse. The worst
not
case
only that,
scenario,
but like, go ahead.
I think worst case scenario, you're on there with, yeah, you kind of are on like a first couple date kind of thing, and then you're there with some other randos, and then so trying to make 3 hours kind of go by with like randos like that, where you're
Yeah.
not, because you guys are all so comfortable with each other that you guys put
Yeah,
each other on each other's, social media, and you guys could joke around, play games and stuff like that.
right.
Man, I could not imagine trying to do that with people that might not have the same attitude
Yeah,
and might
I know.
be, somebody that's complaining the whole time. It's like,
Well, I
yeah.
mean, that's some people's worst fear, like getting stuck on a lift or having to jump down from a lift. Like that is scary in itself, right? Not as
Yeah.
and being afraid of heights too. Like being afraid of heights is one thing,
Yeah, I'm afraid of heights, so I don't, but being there with you guys, it would have been okay. But definitely the portion where you guys had to get down and get harnessed down, I don't know if I could have handled being the last, like you being the last one, like I don't know. That would have been that would have really messed with my head for sure.
Yeah, that for sure. Yeah, that for sure was a definite experience, and at least a story that I could tell like forever. And like, I mean, we're still in talks with the owner, the managing group of Snoqualmie, like find compensation, because there were people up, there were kids, they were like 7, 8 years old. There were like elderly people on the lift. I mean, there were like every chairlift was full, and like, you know, people had. Like, what if some people shit themselves on the
yeah,
you know,
like, that's why I asked. Did any of you guys have to use the bathroom, or like,
yeah,
I was gonna say,
what is 3 hours of your time on the lift for like that kind of like someone got hypothermia, or you know if they had frostbite or something like that, you know, like,
yeah, totally, you know, or what if somebody needed medication, you know, after a long period of time, you know, of some sort, or. I mean, damn, there's a lot of things that could have happened where just being stuck in that. I mean, because nobody expects to be on a lift for 3 hours. You know what I mean?
It's right. Like, yeah, but I'm also wondering, too, like, I'm wondering if, like, when you buy your tickets, you assume all the liabilities? Do they make you sign? They don't make you sign it. They just buy a lift ticket. But there has to be some, like, warning signs or something like, oh, by accepting this ticket, you agree to that if you die or get stuck on the lift. That's your problem.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there any disclaimer on those lift tickets when, like, on the back of them at all? Or
I didn't see any.
So you say you're in talks with the, you know, with the management group. Have they offered anything just off the bat? Like,
yeah. So they kind of offered us like. Well, they asked us, well, what do you think you know, what do you want for compensation? Like, they left it open to us. And it kind of threw us off initially. And then they were like, well, how about we just give you guys, you know, each of you, we just give you four lift tickets for the next time you come up. And yeah, we're like, okay, first of all four of us have season lift tickets for this year already. So there's no point in giving us, you know, a lift ticket
lift ticket for the next time you come up so we could get stuck again for 3 hours. Are you serious?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So and then Eddie he ended up calling and talking to the general manager. So they're still talking back and forth. We're trying to negotiate a season pass for next year.
Yeah,
for all of us,
at least minimum. At least. That should be minimum. Yeah. You know, like come on, like you want us to come back here. You know, like
exactly.
You want us to come back here, like, dude. Then, you know, give us a reason to come back here, because right now we have a great reason to talk shit about you, because you just put us all in danger. So.
So that was kind of what happened. And that was just an experience on its own. And it was funny because I was in the middle of a fast as it was. I was on I was on a 72-hour
into the Keto Island Boys podcast.
Yeah, hey, you gotta tie the pocket. We gotta bring it back. I was in the middle of a 72-hour fast
when
I
got stuck up here.
Yeah, uh huh. And so, then because what I was planning to do is we were planning to go eat in North Bend at the Mexican restaurant afterwards.
Oh, man.
And. Since we got done at 10:30, those places were closed in North Bend already.
Oh, shit.
And so, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to just go the next day. I wasn't hungry anymore after that. Like, I was cold. I just want to get home and, like, sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
You know? It was already late already. And I was like, I'm not going to eat past, you know, 10, 11 o'clock. So
and what day of the week was this?
This was a Thursday. Oh, no, this was a Wednesday. Sorry, this is a Wednesday.
Wow.
So I had fasted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I was going to break it that day, you know, I was going to do 72 hours. Yeah, Wednesday night. And so I ended up doing like a 90-hour fast. Like,
damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, man. That was a new record for me. And it was, I mean, I worked out, the Tuesday and Monday, Tuesday.
It went skiing. Well, how many runs did you do before the lift went down?
We got on about 6 runs, maybe 6-7 runs.
Oh, damn!
Yeah.
So that's but it wasn't a workout too.
Yeah, but I mean, we were gonna snowboard till about 9 o'clock. So we had another hour and a half of snowboarding that we wanted to do still.
Oh, damn.
I know. So that just kind of messed with our day. But yeah, so that was kind of my week in a nutshell. So I got stuck on a lift and doing a 96-hour fast, but it was good. And
That's so crazy
then yeah, go ahead.
because I do remember we were talk we recorded part of our podcast on that Wednesday, and I remember you were like, oh yeah, we can record the second half of the podcast later on. And then you were like, nah, you know what, I'm gonna leave a little bit early today to go out to the mountain. And then next thing you know, I hear the next morning, I'm like, because I didn't notice until the next morning until I saw on social media that you guys got stuck on the mountain. So I was like, damn, that's cold. So yeah.
And then yeah, how about you, man? What did you what would you do this last week? You're still in New Zealand, right?
Yeah, man, still in New Zealand, man. So let's see, this last week, man,
Hey,
yeah.
you just posted something. You were at a restaurant and you were having one of your traditional foods.
Yeah, so this is actually not a Samoan food, but is a Tongan food. And so
Oh, okay.
Samoans make the same thing, but we don't usually have meat inside. So when Samoans make it, we call it balsami, also called luau. But Tongans, so they call it lu. They just call it lu. And then when they have, depending on what they put in there, and that one was lamb. And so they traditionally call it lucipe. So, but the lamb that we that you know the lamb that I made for you that one time, the lamb flaps, so that's just called sipi. But that is so imagine that meat was inside, that lamb meat was inside that taro leaf, and it has like a
Oh
little bit
yeah,
of coconut
I know
milk and onions, and yeah, it's pretty bomb. So it's kind of like lau lau, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, I was gonna say it looked exactly like Lala. You went live on Instagram today, right?
On the Keto Island Boys podcast. Yeah, I went live, and I'm actually gonna post something actually before I go to sleep tonight too. So
Oh, nice.
just of the plate, because we brought some of that. So we ate one of them there, and then we brought some of it home too. And then after that, I found the Filipino store because they don't have like Seafood City out here. So but I did, yeah, dude. So it's hella small in there though. It's like it was like three aisles, and it's just like there was no space in there. But I did find a Filipino store, bought some longanisa, and then also found some chicharrones too. So
Oh, nice.
yep. And then they had three flavors. I'll actually post that too. They had three flavors. They had regular, hot and spicy, and vinegar. So and man, should have just not messed around with any of the other ones. The vinegar was the bomb one. So
Yeah,
but
I think vinegar is always my favorite when we get it. Yeah, I
oh
love the
yeah,
vinegar.
for sure,
How
for
much
sure.
was the package there?
I think it's kind of, I think it's like $5 per package, $5 New Zealand, which is like $3 US maybe. So, but yeah, it was something around there because we bought five packages of chicharrón, and then I bought one package of longanisa. So altogether, that was $30 New Zealand. So yeah, it wasn't too bad. But yeah, so and I took my cousin there who just started doing keto, the one I was talking about, Buka. Yeah, so
You said you're, you said
I
you're,
gotta tell
you
my
said
other
your
cousin
cousin, he just
that,
started it a couple weeks ago.
yeah, basically right when I got here. So
Oh,
yeah, so
nice.
because he's going through some stuff right now. So because when I first got here, I was staying with him and his girlfriend. And she lives in this really nice sort of brand new neighborhood in South Auckland called Totara Heights. And it's like super nice, right? And we had gone to one of her friends before we were going out. It was the first Saturday that I was here for. And we went out that night, that Saturday night, and we stopped at one of her friends' 40th birthday parties. So during this party, I don't know, they kind of got into an altercation where, well, he was talking to one of her friends that she had just introduced him to, but I guess they were talking too long, and then she was getting kind of jealous, I guess, of some sort, and then that kind of got him upset. Yeah, just got kind of got weird. But what's funny is, and you know, I had been there the whole week, right? So that's kind of where I was. I set up sort of my home base for the first part of my trip. Well, you know, wake up that Sunday, and then he's like, "Hey, I'm going to my mom's house." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Oh, I'm not gonna stay here anymore." And so I was like, "Oh, well, like, let me pack my stuff up then, and then we'll go." So yeah, so now we're out here in Mangere at my auntie's house, and because this is where I thought I was gonna be staying at the whole time anyway. So now we out here now, and but right when that happened, right when I came, that's when we started both. Well, that's when he started doing keto too. So now he's on his second week of keto, and I was telling him, I was like, man, once he loses like 40 pounds, man, I'm probably gonna get him on the show, because he works out, so he does a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he works out, and so he did a 3-day fast while I because earlier this week I finally got to see my brother, because my brother lives out here. So I have brothers that are twins. So one lives here in New Zealand. The other one lives in Dubai. So that's the one you met, Jeff, the one in Dubai, yep. Walter. But the other brother, Dan, I hadn't really had a chance to see him this whole time I've been here until Monday. So Monday finally got to go hang out with him. So when I left, my cousin Puka, he ended up doing a fast. He was like, oh, man, I'm just going to do a fast. So he started it. So his last meal was Sunday night. We went to the steak place. So it was Sunday in New Zealand. And then that's actually when you FaceTimed me. You FaceTimed me from, or you FaceTimed me, right? And you guys were at Ohana's?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were at the bar, and I was at a steak restaurant. So that was his last meal for that was Sunday for us. And so, so he started, and he didn't break his fast until Wednesday. So he kind of did kind of what you were doing, right? He fasted Monday, Tuesday, and he ate Wednesday 3 p.m. You were going to eat Wednesday night. So basically kind of what you did the week before. So he had like a 60-something hour fast. And so I was like super proud of him. I was like, damn, dude, you're doing some crazy stuff already. This is like week two. Like, so.
Did he do a drink fast? Did he do a water fast?
Water fast. Water fast. Water and coffee fast. So, yeah. But, you know, the man, and I'm going to give you some of the butter that's from out here, because the butter out here is grass-fed too, the Anchor. And it is bomb as fuck. It's so good, yeah. Bro. And so, yeah, so I'm going to bring a cooler. I need to bring a cooler home. And, definitely bring back some butter and maybe some other items too. But, dude, so he's been doing the basically bulletproof coffee, you know, on his own, because their butter is really bomb. So that's probably what he's been drinking, that and water, and then maybe sparkling water on top of that. But so that's kind of what he did for his fast. So, and then, but yeah, man, this week has been fun. So after I got off the phone with you, hung out with my cousins on Friday night, we kind of went out and, just kind of drank, kind of hung out, went to a couple places. Saturday, same sort of thing. Saturday kind of slept all day because we had a pretty late Friday. I ended up, so in the last podcast, I talked about possibly getting a room. So I did get a room. I found great rates on rooms in downtown Auckland. So we got a room Saturday night and stayed till Monday. So Saturday night, had some of the other cousins come over. Man, you know, we hung out, drank, and then, man, we were supposed to go out, you know, that was the point of being in downtown, right? Being close to the bars and clubs. Man, we ended up drinking, and then some other people came over, and then, I ended up knocking out. But it was like, because I thought we were going to go out at like, because man, bars and clubs stay open late out here, kind of like Vegas. So.
Oh, how late?
Like, you know, some of them close at like 4, some of them close at like 6, you know, some of them kind of close when people leave. So depending on, yeah, man, dude, Auckland's a fun city.
How much does a Crown on the Rocks cost up there?
It's probably $10 New Zealand. So, you know, exchange rate right now. So dude, I feel like a baller out here just cause I got US dollars in my account. So it's like, So yeah, so a Crown on the Rocks is $10 New Zealand, which is like $6.50 to $7 US.
Oh,
So
that's not bad.
it's not bad at all, bro. Yeah, man. Everything is just exchange rate, you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
yeah, man, it's but most places don't sell Crown, they'll have Canadian Club though instead. So, but if you go to
What do you like to drink? What do you like to drink again? Tell everyone when you go out,
Crown,
what you
oh man,
drink.
my favorite, yeah. What I've been drinking, and I drink, that's basically my drink out here too, is whiskey soda basically now, or whiskey. And but if I'm drinking at home, whiskey and sparkling water. So I'll take the bubbly with the whiskey on the rocks. Yep.
Now,
Or
when you go out, when you say whiskey soda, they mean club soda, right?
yes. So it doesn't have any sugar. Yep.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So I'll just go whiskey soda when I'm out and about. But if I'm at home, you know, I'll just do a LaCroix or a whiskey and LaCroix or whiskey and bubbly or whiskey of any of the sparkling waters, to be honest. And oh, so speaking of LaCroix, I actually found LaCroix today at the grocery store. Guess how much
Oh.
for a 12 pack?
$2.99.
12.99.
No way.
12.99 New Zealand. So that still breaks down to like maybe $8 US, which is
That's
still
a
like
case.
double the
Yeah.
price. But
That's a
you
case
know,
at Costco is $8. Holy crap.
dude, right? I paid, and you know what? I today, because I kind of missed it, I've been tired of drinking. So they have their own New Zealand brand of sparkling waters out here, but they, dude, they sell them in like 2 liters or like 1.5 liters. So
Yeah.
they're hella big, right? So it's like, you know how like you could take a LaCroix and like kind of sip that and that's for you. It just feels
Yep.
weird. Like if you take a 1.5 liter, it's like, dude, you're not gonna down that in like one session. So it's like
Right, and
you gotta get a
it
cup.
doesn't fizz. I mean, it's not caffeinated, right? The whole way through, huh?
Yeah, exactly. 'Cause you know, yeah, if you take it out of the fridge, you know, by the time you get to the bottom, it's just so annoying to have these big ass bottles. And it's like,
Yeah.
so today I just got fed up with it. And I was like, you know, fuck it. I'm gonna go ahead and just buy this $12.99 in New Zealand dollars LaCroix, because it's like I miss it. And I got the peach pear and it was bomb. But I also bought it for my cousins so that they could, you know, kind of try it. So
Right. Well, I'm
yeah,
curious.
so
Do you know how much a 12 pack of Pepsi or Coke is compared to LaCroix?
oh shucks, you know what? I haven't even really looked at the soda
Oh.
prices, but they're actually really, I mean, they're not as expensive as that. I mean, just thinking in my head, they're probably like $6 maybe for a
Huh.
12 pack, like half that price for sure.
That's
But this,
interesting.
yeah, definitely. I mean, for sure, way cheaper. Yeah. And then I'm
Huh.
talking about like name brand too, Coke and Pepsi. They got those out here.
Oh,
So,
that's
yeah.
right. It's true because in Washington, it's a lot more expensive because I think Washington is it the only one of the only states that have a sugar tax?
Well, no, to be specific, it's actually Seattle only. So,
Oh, Seattle only, yeah.
yeah, so Seattle. So if you go outside of Seattle, there's no sugar tax. And so yeah.
And that, yeah, that's and that sugar tax is a lot. And like, they raise the prices of pop or soda
Yep.
in Seattle.
Yep, exactly. I some other places have it too, but I know for sure Seattle is one, but outside of the city of Seattle, there is no sugar tax. So, you know, if you're,
Yeah.
you know, living in Washington State, you know, there shouldn't be any sugar tax, you know, anywhere else. So,
Right.
but yeah, so
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
so then but the funnest thing I've done this whole time I've been here is, dude, lime scooter. They got lime scooters out here in New Zealand.
I can't wait till they're in the progress of getting scooters in Seattle too.
Bro, they are
Yeah.
so we okay, so let's see. Sunday morning, my cousin bought a bunch of breakfast foods from the grocery store that I was staying next to. So, man, the apartment that we had, because it was more like an apartment than a hotel, it didn't have a pool, but it was cool. It had 2 rooms. So it had 2 rooms. It kind of reminded me of one of those places that you might get at Whistler. But yeah, so that, you know, you could cook food in there. It had an oven and like stovetop and microwave and a refrigerator and freezer. So I had that, you know, the kitchen. So we made breakfast. It wasn't really a keto breakfast, but I mean, we had drank a lot the night before, so I was pretty hungover and I was just like, whatever. But yeah, after that, me and my cousin who just started keto, Puka, Dude, we just started day drinking. So we started day drinking like around maybe 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and it was a super sunny day. And by like 5 or 6, we were pretty faded. We had a few. Well, we finally got smart. Instead of going to bars and sort of getting drinks, we just bought a bottle, and then we went to Burger King, and then we got like a Diet Coke, and then we fill up our Burger King cups with the whiskey. So, you know, we try to keep that part keto. But, you know, what's crazy too out here is that's the other thing is their largest size is the same size as a medium back home.
Oh, dang.
So it was hard to fill up like a medium size cup with like, you know, we split a pint of whiskey between each other. So, but it was kind of hard to fill it up and not have it taste too much like whiskey. I don't know. So, but basically after that bottle, we were faded. And so we made poor decisions and we decided, hey, this is the perfect time to ride a Lime bike or Lime scooter. Dude, they're so fun because, man, you don't have to push anything and, you know, it just takes off and it's just like, dude, and those things fly. They fly, especially if you're going downhill. You gotta really be careful too. And then if your surfaces are bumpy, so it's like 30 cents a minute. Okay. So it's 30 New Zealand cents a minute, which is about $18 an hour.
How do they track
New Zealand
it?
Dollars, they which breaks off? Down to about drop like off? $10 to $12 an hour US.
Do they have drop-off locations for them, or how does it work?
Same thing as Lime Bike, you know. You kind of just drop them wherever, you know, inside the zone. Yeah. Yep. So you just drop them wherever. It's just like, you know, so you'll – so the scooter has to be charged in order for you to get it. But the same app that we use in Seattle for Lime Bike works here for Lime Scooter. It's dope. So I didn't have to do anything extra. I just already had my account and then – yeah, and then I just used it as usual.
You're not good enough yet to do the Lime bike or the Lime scooter and record yourself at the same time?
I did. I actually have it recorded. It's saved. I threw that one on Snapchat. But what's crazy, it was dangerous as hell because it was really dumb for me to record and do that because, one, we had been drinking. Two, those things go really fast. And three, it's hard to push the accelerator and hold the camera and record all at the same time. It was like, I'm surprised I didn't crash, to be honest. Like, I came close a couple times too, but I mean, I'm not gonna lie. They're so fun. They're so fun. Yeah. And you know, and you should probably ride those with a helmet too. And we didn't have, you know, who has helmets readily available for a scooter, but, 90% of the people that, because everybody's riding those downtown, because they're, I mean, bro, they're just so fun. But every time you see people riding them, they're not, they're no, nobody's really wearing like a helmet. So,
are they noisy?
No, dude, they're silent, dog. They're like, you could fly by people and you'll, you know, you kind of let people know that you're coming through, you know. So, you gotta like ring the bell or, you know, be like, watch out. I can't wait till those come to Seattle, man. I mean, hopefully they get there by the summertime, because dude, those things are gonna, dude, they're so fun. They're definitely worth it. So, but yeah, that's basically, man, the week, man. And the other thing that I did too out here is they have pools, so I went swimming with my brother and his daughters and their family and stuff. And so, dude, a lot of the public pools, they're all free. It's crazy. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
So yeah, so we were going to the beach the first week. But man, I like pools. I just feel like they're a little bit cleaner, but, and you know, you don't have to worry about sand and stuff, but yeah. So that was pretty cool too. So when, did that, and then, just been catching up and with I just have too much. I have so much family out here. So it's just like, so there's kind of spending time with family, enjoying the summer, trying to stay keto during all of this has been kind of a struggle. So I will admit Tuesday was I did kind of cheat pretty bad. I had ice cream twice that day. Yeah, and but yeah, man, I always tell people, man, I try to keep it real, you know. So so cheated pretty bad on Tuesday, and then I was gonna try to fast all day Wednesday, but my brother barbecued again, and he was like, "This barbecue's for you, so you better eat it." So I was like, yeah. "Damn, all right." So you know,
I mean, so yeah, I mean, and you always say like, you know, I mean, the hardest part about keto is not like eating bad and cheating, but like getting back on, right? And like,
yes,
going back on keto. And so, you know, yeah, you're enjoying your vacation, but you know, like this is a, you know, a life, once in a lifetime thing. You know, you don't go to New Zealand often,
yeah,
yeah. And so, or you go on vacations, you know, you don't go on vacations all the time, you know, so enjoy, right? Enjoy yourself. Exactly. And I know when you go back to Vegas, you're gonna get back on it. You're gonna be pretty good about it. You're not gonna.
Yeah, to be honest. So I've probably been here maybe like 20 days so far. And out of those 20 days, I've probably only cheated 4 or 5 of them, to be honest. Oh, so, yeah. Or, yeah, yeah. It's a lot better than what I thought. But to be honest, man, to my cousin Puka and my other cousin Tala'i, who we interviewed a couple episodes ago, man, just being around them, that's been the biggest help, to be honest. So it's like, because even if other people around us are, you know, eating carbs and sugar and stuff, like me and my cousins will just be not eat that stuff. Like last week we went to Indian, and my brother and my sister-in-law and even all of their kids, they're killing the naan. And the naan looked hella bomb. And you know, me and my cousin Buka were just sitting there staring at them like drooling, because we were like, damn, we want to eat that naan so bad because we know how good it looks and tastes. Yeah. And but no, we didn't, you know. And so
yeah,
but you're right, it's like it just helps when you're with community. So being with the keto community, regardless of where you're at, or even just kind of checking into social media, seeing other people on vacation, and so, which is another reason why I wanted to post that, you know, Instagram live video, because it's like, hey, I'm out here on vacation, I just kind of want to show people different type of cultural foods that you could still eat and still stay on keto. And so, yeah, man, it's just like, it's possible. So you're right. You want to enjoy, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, man, you know, if you want to stick with your goals and keep on having these behaviors and patterns that have compounding factors to get to where you want to go, man, it's possible. Yep. So
great.
Yeah,
all right, well, cool, man. I think that for good for the week.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, is there anything else? Was there anything else in the news, maybe keto wise? I mean,
nothing too exciting. This weekend is gonna go by pretty fast again. I just signed up for the Seattle to Portland bike ride.
What? Wow.
Yeah. That's going to be another goal this year. I'm going to do it's like a 200-mile bike ride from Seattle to Portland to Oregon for 2 days.
Oh, okay. When is that?
That's going to be in July.
Nice. When's the cutoff time to July? Do you have the exact date?
I don't have the exact date, no.
Okay. And when's the cutoff time to sign up for that?
Oh, you can sign up all the way till I think April or May. It's July 13th to July 14th. It's a Saturday, July 13th till Sunday, July 14th is when it starts.
Oh, okay.
The latest you could register is July 7th. So you actually have a lot of time. It's like $180 or $200 if you sign up June 1st through July 7th is $200.
Okay. How much did you pay for?
So right now, early registration until February 7th is $140.
Oh, okay. So damn, you save a pretty good amount if you're willing to commit early. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I'm actually kind of interested in that. I mean, that's pretty interesting. So
yeah, it's pretty great. It's pretty fun. We're gonna train a lot during the summer, and you know, man, you can run. Don't they have a lot of bikes there in Vegas? You can do.
Like bike races or bikes, I mean, in general. Like,
you just go around riding your bike, just like around the city and around like,
you know, in neighborhoods. You could, you know, the streets are huge. There's no bike lanes though, so you know, that's the only thing is like, you know, like kind of where I live in North Las Vegas, it's very yeah, it's just very like suburby, you know. So it's like, and then there's like one main road that kind of goes through, so I wouldn't necessarily ride on that road because it gets kind of busy. But like kind of riding around like the neighborhoods, like back roads, there are, and like I said, the roads are huge. So, you know, just kind of making sure that, you know, kind of stay out of the way. But there isn't really, I don't know, I'd have to kind of do a little bit more research and kind of ask around, see if any of my Vegas homies do any of the, you know, if they bike at all, you know, so, and maybe see if I could do something like that. So, but do you have any concerts coming up in the next week or two?
Oh, well, the Green, well, yeah, the J Boog and the Green is going to be here next month. So, yeah, we're planning and Common Kings all in February. So I'll be traveling to Vancouver to see Common Kings at the end of February, first week of February, the Green with Fia and Ellie Mack. They're going to be here. Aww. And then the second week is J Boog. So it's going to be a busy month, February.
Yeah, I might actually meet up with you for that Common Kings in Vancouver. So I might do that too. But
we're thinking of renting an Airbnb up there. So if you want to join us, yeah, we're definitely going to do it. There's a whole bunch of us going.
Man, dude, that I think I might have to do that. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how things look as far as traveling back to the great Northwest for that. So this weekend here in New Zealand, I've been trying to convince, you know, some of my cousins, but they have their One Love Reggae Festival this weekend, and it's Saturday and Sunday, and you know, UB40 is the main act on Sunday, but there's a couple other people like Finn, the Groove is going to be here. And then Rebel Soldiers, I think, is going to be here. And so there's some of those bands will be here, but I couldn't convince any of my cousins to really go. So, you know, up until about Wednesday, I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to go. But then my cousin James hits me up this morning and was like, hey, are you still going to One Love? And I was like, nah. He's like, well, they have a pre-party on Friday so they have Jordan T and a couple other guys that are going to be at the pre-party in that same area on Friday. So he convinced me this morning, and literally just up until about 2 hours ago, I just booked an Airbnb for tomorrow. So we won't be going to the main festival, because the main festival is like, I think it's like $200 for both days, you know, for a 2 day ticket. So, but this one is only like 60, and that's New Zealand dollars. And then this one's only $60 New Zealand, which breaks down to about, you know, maybe 35, you know. So I'm like, US. So I'm like 35, 40. So I was like, that sounds like a good plan. So we're just going to do a 1 day trip, because it's about a 2 to 3 hour drive from Auckland to where the concert's going to be tomorrow. So I'll be there. I'll take some pictures. I'll probably wear some of my Keto Island Boys gear while I'm out there. And like I said, I'll take some pictures and sort of represent, and then, you know, keep that reggae vibe going. I'm also excited because my cousin also got me a couple J's. So I'll be on a good one while I'm out there. And I'm actually stoked for tomorrow. So
report live, man. Let us know.
Absolutely. Will do. So
We'd like to thank everyone again for listening to our podcast and following us on Instagram and on Facebook. And we have finished our interview with Corey, who you're going to be listening to next. And
Yeah, please forgive us. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, I think. We just had technical difficulties. Also, I think my nephew was kind of running in and out while I was trying to record. So please forgive us for if the audios isn't to what you are accustomed to with the Keto Island Boys standard. But yeah.
Which was still a work in progress. We're still trying to, have someone fund us. Maybe they could help us with
With our audio.
our audio podcasting, to take us to another level.
Yeah, we'd also like to maybe also figure out a way we can maybe record YouTube at the same time while we're recording our podcasts, so that we can have a YouTube presence as well. And then like so if somebody knows how to do that or how they can help us or even links that they can direct us to, I'm sure maybe we can even find it on YouTube ourselves, but me and Jeff are busy guys, so we like to delegate some of these podcast duties out to some of our listeners. And man, we appreciate all of you guys for listening to us and all the people that have helped us with just with artwork. And even Steven actually hit me up today, so shout out to Steven real quick for he was saying he's going to help us with our advertising on Facebook and Instagram. And I told him we kind of started that. Yeah. And he said that's how he wants to like to donate to the podcast is by kind of taking care of some advertisement for us. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. So
That's
yeah. So
awesome. Thanks,
yeah, man. So
Steven.
shout out to Steven. Because he was seeing how we could I told him he could just donate directly. But then he was like, well, I'm good with Facebook and Instagram advertising. And so I was like, oh, dude, we tried it and we kind of don't know what we're doing. So we'll kind of leave that stuff to him. Yeah. And so like if you have talents or something that you want to donate and help out our cause of, trying to eliminate diabetes and obesity and some of these diseases that we feel are caused from food, hit us up on our email, ketoislandboys@gmail.com. And that's Island Boys. That's Keto Island Boys, one word with a Z at the end instead of an S, and also follow us on our social media too.
And please, if you enjoy our podcast, if you would just subscribe to whatever platform you're using and leave us a review if you like what you're listening to. It kind of by subscribing to these podcasts kind of helps us get out to more of the community and keeps us knowing that you guys still want us to continue this every week.
Hell yeah, those reviews really help out because they help bump us up in the podcast platform that you're using. So if you the more reviews we get, whether we hope that you'd write a good review about us. We love those 5-star reviews. That really helps bump us up on the podcast chain, depending on how you're listening to us.
The search list. So, well, yeah, thanks everyone. And enjoy this interview coming up with Corey.
Hey, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, when we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a ton of questions. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how to get our podcast on forums. But the simple answer to all of that is Anchor. And the Anchor app is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And the best thing about it's all free. My favorite thing about Anchor is that they distribute to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts all for you. But if you wanted to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Well, thank you for joining the Keto Island Boys podcast. We just want to start off just by giving everyone an introduction of yourself and your name and where you live and kind of how you got
Okay,
into
so my
starting
name is
keto.
Corey. I am almost 34 and I'm currently living in Baltimore, Maryland. So I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and I was a flight attendant for 10 and a half years.
Oh,
So
wow.
I moved around a lot. I lived in Newark, New Jersey for 3 years, Chicago, Illinois for 5.5 years, and then I made my way here to Baltimore. And I was on the road a lot, eating all kinds of junk, and it was just really hard to get in a routine. So my weight fluctuated a lot, and I can tell by all the size of uniforms I have from my flight attendant outfits. So in September of this, of last year, I guess, 2018, I heard a lot of people at work starting to do keto, and this one girl, she had lost so much weight on it, and she looked great, and I was like, let me research this, let me look it up, because I had done all sorts of stuff, and I never can commit to it.
Yep.
I'm very bad at that. But I guess when I was doing all this research and looking online, like, you see all the results that people get, so you're motivated by it, because that's where I think people get lost, is they try to do things and they don't see results fast enough. But keto, that first week or 2 weeks, is so fast, it like motivates you.
Yeah. Now, in that first 2 weeks, did you get the keto flu?
The first couple of days, I feel a little nauseous, but that's really it. It wasn't bad at all, like other people are saying. I didn't get keto rash or anything. I just felt a little nauseous, but that was it.
Oh, wow.
And I got lucky.
So you officially started in October is when you first started?
I said October. But I meant September. I took 1 week off in October for a wedding. And then ever since then, I don't cheat. I know I hear you guys do it all the time, but I'm afraid. I have zero self-control once I start. So.
Hey, you're talking. Heinz is the one that I don't cheat as often.
I've been on vacation for the last month, so it's just been it's kind of been a struggle meeting up with different people. So, but yeah, I definitely cheat way more than Jeff does, and but yeah, it's been it is a struggle depending on kind of who you're with and who you're around. That's how it is for me. Because if I'm around keto people, it's really easy to like stay with it because everybody around you is sort of eating keto as well. And but then when I'm with like if I'm the only keto person and then, you know, the subject of, hey, where are we going to go eat and stuff like that and having that stuff around, it really makes it tough.
Yeah, you have to be strong.
Oh, yeah.
Because none of my friends who live here are doing it with me. My boyfriend tries to be supportive and do it with me, but I told him you can't do keto halfway or else you're just going to get fat eating all these.
That's kind of true. Yeah.
So I try to explain that, and I think he's getting it now. But yeah, I don't have any friends who live around here who are, but I have a couple of girlfriends who just started it, and we text a lot, and I basically say all the people on Instagram and Facebook, they're all my friends, even though I don't know them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's what I do to keep me going.
I believe you're one of the first people to actually leave a review on our podcast. How did you find our podcast?
So,
and thank you for the review, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't want to call her my friend because I don't want her to be like, I'm not friends with her, but I went to middle school with Cindy and she was on episode 21.
Oh,
and I'm big friends with her.
Yes.
So she worked on, I think, a cruise ship or some sort of yacht.
Yep.
Yes. So she posted on her Facebook, and of course, like, she looks great. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just starting to do this. Let me listen. So I was 21 episodes behind, but I caught up. I listened to everything.
No way.
That is how I heard of you guys. Yeah.
And that's how you found us.
Yeah, that's how I heard about you guys, and I listened to you. So it was in the very beginning because I had so many episodes to listen to, so all day. I have a long commute to work, and now I have to wait every week.
Oh, that's awesome. I was wondering because I was like, man, you're the second person that's from actually the third person that's from Florida that we've had on the show.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh. And then that's pretty funny that, you know, you guys happen to, you know each other, you know. And so that's awesome. Because I was wondering about your number, it, you know, that it did look like a, you know, the only reason why I know 305 is from, oh, what's that rapper's name? Pitbull?
Pitbull?
Yes.
Yeah.
He always represents the 305. So I was just like, that's interesting that we're calling to, because our interview last week is close to the Baltimore area as well. So it's just kind of weird how it's like, oh, we have a lot of people from the same areas that are like, that we happen to interview.
And my schedule has been so crazy that I haven't been able to work out how I was working out prior. But you know what? Even when I was working out and I trained for a half marathon last year, like I didn't lose weight. So it was really frustrating. So now that I've lost this weight, I've lost almost, I think it's 20 pounds now, and I'm really stuck here, which is fine. It's so nice that I can't really work out a lot now just because I'm tired and lazy.
Yep.
But eating keto, like, I'm able to maintain, so it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I like it. I don't mind, you know?
Nice. Now, with that, do you also do intermittent fasting as well?
So when I started, I did. But now with my work schedule, I have to wake up so early for work. I really need a coffee, and I just – really don't want to, so I get cream and Splenda.
Oh, I still count that as fasting, though. Like, so you don't, when do you eat your first meal of the day?
Not until 12 is when I take my lunch, and I wake up every morning at 4:15.
Oh my gosh. And so you're awake for like 8 hours before you start eating.
I know, and I try to not, I don't eat past, probably 8 p.m. because I come home from work, I eat, and then that's it.
Nice.
So I mean, my cream breaks the fast, but I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, I think Jeff was talking about different things, like sometimes I guess cream would, but I mean, is it like powdered cream that you're using, or do you use, is it like milk or heavy whipping cream?
It's however my girl at Dunkin' Donuts.
I'll just use cream too as well, and I, you know, like you said, it doesn't really count because it is, has some calories in it as true fast. But I mean, you're still not eating solid food, so I still count it as a fast.
Right. Oh, thank you. I kind of as fast too, then.
Do you ever work out fasted when you do go to the gym?
Usually, I do. Yeah, because I'll go in the morning on the weekends.
Nice.
Have you ever tried anything before? I mean, you know, we always ask people who started keto, they've heard of keto initially, and if you haven't, what other kind of things have you tried before keto for weight loss things?
So I did the Whole 30 a couple of years ago.
Okay. Yep.
That's very restrictive. It's too hard. I did complete the 30 days, but I mean, I didn't really lose weight on it. I didn't feel great on it. So I didn't think it was worth it to continue. And it was just so hard to do.
How is it more restrictive than keto?
You can't have dairy.
Yeah.
You can't have soy.
Some legumes, some nuts. You
need your body, I guess. I could be wrong. So, but that's how I understood it. I have a friend who's actually doing Whole30 right now. And like, I can't imagine not having dairy at all.
Yeah, I have one of my friends doing Whole30 also, and like, but they can eat like fruits, but they can't have like nuts, legumes, like
soy, no beans, right?
Yeah, but you can have, but you can have potatoes, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I made recently that I was like upset because I usually use potatoes. I made like a pot roast in the crock pot. And instead of using potatoes, I used turnips, and it was delicious.
Oh.
It was so good.
Does it have the same consistency, like kind of mushy?
Yep.
Oh.
Fantastic. And I had never
turnips, huh?
Turnip, or I was like, what is a turnip? Is it ripe? And they're like, vegetables aren't ripe. You just eat them. It was like weird. I was felt really dumb at Whole Foods.
So was it one worked of, out really well. Was one of the best things about keto that you really liked about it is that it wasn't as restrictive? And like, is the dairy part the one of your favorite parts about keto?
Well, yeah, because I mean, who doesn't like cheese or sour cream? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you need those things in your life.
Absolutely.
I do love cheese. Yeah, right? I'm very fond of it. I mean, there's I know some random people that are maybe allergic to dairy or lactose but outside of that, I agree. I think because I've tried dieting before too, and like and I didn't have dairy during that time. Mm-hmm. And I think just the addition of cheese helps out a lot, especially like if you can go to we have a lot of we do a lot of segments on like fast food where, I mean, you can get like cheeseburgers still, just have it without the bun. And then, you know, we usually add bacon on top of that. And so, and then is butter is considered dairy too, right?
Pretty much.
Yep. So it's like the same thing. It's like, oh man, those things are so good. Butter, cheese, sour cream.
What was what was the hardest part about keto for you? Or like what kind of foods did you love to eat that you don't really eat anymore?
So I really miss bread, right? So like I like bagels. I'm Jewish. I need my bagels in my life. That's tough.
No bagels, yeah.
So I have made the like fathead bagels or whatever it is. They're okay. I mean, they do the trick. I'm not upset. And I recently bought that everything bagel seasoning, and that really gave me life.
I love that. The Trader Joe's one?
I got mine at Sam's Club, but I mean the same
thing. Okay.
Right?
Nice.
So really, I think that really turned my life around recently. I mean, that's pizza too, but I don't know. I make a lot of bread. I try to. I found I really like that's not too doughy. And I made it into French toast the other morning. It was so good.
You found a sugar-free syrup?
I did, but you know what? It has maltol in it. Is that how you say it? Maltol.
I have no idea.
I don't know if I've heard of that one before.
Okay, so I posted it on I posted the back of it on my Instagram. So like all these like crazy groups, it's not good for strict keto. It's still a sugar alcohol, but it's like one of the bad ones. But it was delicious, but there are other ones out there that don't have any or have minimum amounts. So, I mean, it's still keto, but probably lazy, dirty keto, not strict keto, which I do not follow.
I think we're a combination of everything: strict, dirty, lazy.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are. I'm definitely more of the dirty, lazy keto club.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like speaking of just kind of staying on keto, do you count macros and do that sort of thing?
Nope. I don't even know how to. I tried to figure it out. Link that people send to tell you, and I'm just like, I can't figure it out. I tried for a minute to put everything on Carb Manager, but I'm just too lazy for all that. So I feel like as long as it's working for me, I'm going to tell people I'm on keto and everything's good.
Yeah, I'm probably in that same group too. I rarely keep track of my macros in that sense, but I really try to stay away from anything like any sort of like carb substitutes. So like, you know, the fat head, I kind of just stay away from. And that way I know for myself, I feel pretty good that I went the whole day without eating, you know, very minimal carbs unless it comes in like vegetable form. But everything else I try to like stay away with. But then, you know, every now and then I will have some of those sugar substitutes, because there's a I currently live in Vegas and I found a diabetic bakery, but they use a lot of the sugar alcohols as substitutes. So, and I don't know how good that is. I know it kind of messes up my stomach a little
bit. Messes up my stomach too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I beg for that to happen.
Have yet?
I said I beg. The only thing that's a little annoying about this.
Well, which is what?
Not going to the bathroom. Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, so, okay. Like, I read, like, all those sugar alcohols are supposed to make you go. So I pray for that sometimes.
Oh, wow. Well,
a lot of people that I know, a lot of people I know who do keto, like, have a hard time using the bathroom. And I think it's because the keto diet is not rich in fiber. And so, like,
right.
People have to do like fiber substitutes or do like, you know, Metamucil or something like that just to get the kind of fiber that you need to be regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to really figure that one out.
Yeah.
I do think apple cider vinegar helps me, I think.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's really good for gut health or something, I think. I don't know.
Yes. It is.
It helps
you. Great. Well, I finished one bottle a couple weeks ago and I was like, did that work? I don't know. And then I decided it did. So I started again today with it.
Awesome.
And I just add it to my my Crystal Light in the morning, and I either drink it in the morning or during the day. I just drink it all day. I don't even know. Whenever I drink it.
I drink two tablespoons in the morning and two tablespoons at night every day. I've been doing it for the past year. I swear by it. I think it has so many like positive benefits to it, just as like skin and digestion and like, you know, just a whole appetite suppression and stuff like that and digestion. So there's a lot of benefits to apple cider vinegar, and I go through bottles like crazy. So yeah, it's good. That's good.
Do you mix or do you like just drink it? So,
in the morning I'll mix it with cayenne pepper with some ginger, turmeric, and a lime, and then I mix it up with water and I just sip that every morning on the way to work. I posted it on the Facebook a long time ago. If you look back, I'll tag you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting used. Maybe I'll do it at night as well. Because it's when I mix it in my drink, it's not bad at all. I don't mind the taste. I just need to get in a real habit of actually doing it every morning, every night. So I'm back to that.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice. So now you do apple cider vinegar. You said you do, you have Crystal Light. Is there any other sort of like products or things that you've bought that like maybe MCT, you do MCT oil or anything keto since you started?
I hear everyone talking about MCT oil. I haven't done it or MTC, whatever it is. I haven't bought it.
MCT. You're okay.
Clearly I don't use it. Someone said, I think it's probably that she puts collagen in her creamer.
Oh yeah.
Everybody swears by it, and I like wasn't for it at all. So I bought it. I had it twice, and I'm over it.
Oh, nice. The only reason why I bring that up is because I remember telling Jeff when I first started using the MCT oil in my coffee and stuff, is that actually really helps me use the restroom pretty regularly. Actually, So, but that was for me. And I was like, hey, did this happen to you at all? He's like, no. But then he did. I mean, Jeff has, I think you said that it has done that to maybe a couple other people too, but it wasn't an issue for Jeff. But I know it helped me sort of.
On Facebook has said that's what they take also, and it helps. I just don't want to fall in this.
Yeah.
Always buying new stuff.
Right. Well, another benefit of the MCT oil is it helps you get in like the fats that you need. So whether or not you don't think you're getting enough fats during the day, like getting the MCT oil definitely helps contribute to those cutting your high macros or getting high fat, because it's a really just high fat and it's like brain fuel throughout the day. So it'll keep you like going, like gives you energy during the day as well. That's why we take it all the time.
So maybe I will try it. Is there a certain brand you guys use or?
Well, I just kind of wait for it to go on sale on Amazon. And so you could usually find a 32-ounce bottle for about $20.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I think regular it's like 30 to 35. What's that?
Does it have a taste to it or?
No, it just
tastes. You can't even taste it. It's odorless.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yep. Well, that's good. That's something you can definitely try.
Yeah, we highly recommend. I mean, you could kind of use, I mean, you could use it to cook with. I know a couple people that kind of use that to cook with sometimes, but I think the easiest way to sort of for us to consume it is just to kind of throw it in our coffee. I know people that have drank it with their water, you know, so, but yeah, so there's, because it doesn't have a taste, you could kind of like mix it with whatever. So,
yeah, anything that doesn't have a taste always makes it easier to take.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
Now,
when you're doing your keto, is it true that for some people, like, you know how they say that, you know, appetite, do you have much of an appetite since you started keto?
I think it's much smaller than it was before. So I guess it's less of an appetite.
Is it harder that your boyfriend doesn't do keto with you or when you guys are going out or cooking?
No. So I went to one of his work dinners actually, and it was at an Italian restaurant. So that was real tough.
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, you eat what you can. Luckily they had shrimp and butter and it was amazing. So I was lucky. But obviously I didn't get to have like a cannoli or the tiramisu or whatever else was there. So that was a little sad, but it was okay because to me, it's not worth it. It's not worth to get kicked out of ketosis. It's not worth it to have to start over. I don't find it hard. There's all kinds of regular food in the house because I like sometimes he does it, sometimes he doesn't, which is, but I did a New Year's Eve party and I mean, only had a couple people come over, but I made everything keto friendly.
Oh, nice. Did your guests like, did the guests like the food that you made?
Yeah, of course. How can you not like it? I had like little weenies wrapped in bacon. I had a salami with like a Dijon mustard on it, and it was baked. It was delicious. I mean, the food is good, right? I think people are just afraid of having so much fat, obviously, and
they
don't get things that they love. And they say, "Oh, well, you can have whatever you want, like on a regular diet, just in moderation, and moderation." But I don't care what anyone says, like. I have done moderation before, and it doesn't work for me. You know,
agree. I hate that term. That's the I hate that saying with a passion.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation. I'm like the opposite. So
yeah,
I like doing things to the extreme. You know.
You're right. I've tried the whole moderation thing, and like I've tried diets that, you know, 30 day things, 60 day things, and like nothing I could stick to or something that I really like doing, like. This one here is a no-brainer. Like, it's just so easy.
And I think it's easy as well. So you've hosted your own keto sort of party. What about like, you know, you went to your boyfriend's sort of work party. What about like just other parties in general? Do you have like a game plan when you go into those? Do you like you try to eat beforehand? Do you?
Oh, you know what? I did go to a party I went to a party and I brought my own brownies that I made, you know.
Oh, nice.
So, and I also brought the kind of drink I wanted in my mixer if I had a drink. But I don't really go out much, guys. I'm kind of a loner.
What I like to do is if I don't go to a party and like people bring dishes, I'll bring a dish that I know that I can eat. I guarantee there'll be one dish at least that'll be keto friendly. So I'll bring the dish. Or if there's drinks involved, like I'll bring my Trulies with me and I'll bring it to the party because not knowing what they'll have there. So I'm always prepared.
Yeah, you have to be. And then, I mean, if there's nothing there, it's not the end of the world. Like you'll be fine.
Yes.
You don't always go to a party to eat, right? You're there to socialize. And as much fun as it is, to eat, if you can't, I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Find a new drink recently, and I posted one on my Instagram.
Yep.
Zevia.
I was just about to ask you that question about the Zevia. Yeah, it's pretty sweet, huh?
Oh my god, I love it.
Nice.
Well, good. So I got the ginger ale, the cola, and the doctor. And I mean, I'm not mad at them. They do the trick.
Yeah, absolutely. You try those yet, Heinz?
Yeah, I had those in the beginning. I think for me, after a while, they were um,
I just got used to drinking the LaCroix. And do you ever drink those?
No, you know, I tried them a couple of years ago. I think when I was doing Whole 30, and I don't know. I don't like the flavors, but I think it's because I enjoy Coke. So the fact that they have the Coke flavor, the Dr. Pepper flavor, like that's why I like them. But other than that, I don't really like the LaCroix.
Yeah, so I actually recently found on and we posted it on our Instagram. So Kroger makes a sort of a cola and a Dr. Pepper sparkling water that doesn't have any sugar, though. So for me, it's like they're okay. I could drink them like that. But for me, I like them as a mixer with my whiskey. It's like perfect because it tastes like it tastes like a whiskey and Coke, and it just doesn't have any sugar. So it's like, so do you have any like specific like places you like to go? I always like to ask this question. It's probably one of my favorite questions to ask. Like, is there any certain restaurants or places that you'd like to go to get keto type food? Or is there you making at home? Like, do you have any go-to meals as far as just in your daily life?
I haven't really gone out a lot fast food wise. I have gone to Burger King and Shake Shack or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. In the airport, yep. I just get a bunless burger. But I do, my go-to literally is anywhere that has fajitas, because to me, that's just so easy. It's like, hold the beans, hold the rice, hold the tortillas, and just give me extra peppers and onions, because I know you haven't heard me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and
I've never ordered that since I've been on keto, fajitas. Yeah, just give me everything except for the beans, rice, and tortillas.
Right, and I know, like, onions and peppers are carby, but no one ever got fat having onions and peppers, so I'm very okay with that.
Yeah, nice. Guacamole, sour cream, and cheese. Oh, man, yeah. You're good.
It's like the best meal. So Chili's has it. This place across work has it. I have fajita Fridays. You know, it's easy and still.
Right now for your work, are you traveling? Do you do a lot of traveling, or what do you, how is your routine like every day, like when you wake up and when you get home?
So if I have to go in the office, I have a 2-hour commute. So I wake up at 4.
Damn.
No, jeez. New job.
Damn.
From where to where? I'm just curious.
So from Baltimore to D.C., It's probably hour 15 driving, but since I take public transportation, it's from train to train to train. So it takes me like
trains.
Yeah, so I walk out of my house at 5 a.m. and I walk into the office about 7:15, 7:07, you know.
Oh my gosh!
So I wake up at 4:15. I get to Penn Station and I have my coffee that breaks my fast, even though maybe it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And then. Yep. It's an office job, so there's not a lot of moving around. And then I eat at noon. I come home. I usually get home at 6:30 or 7. I'll have dinner, shower, go to bed. So it's a very, you know, normal, boring. No time to work out. I'm just really tired. And then
That's a long commute, so that's hard to work out and fit that in during all of that. So and,
you know, everyone always, there's always time. That's an excuse. It's like, no, I'm tired. Like, I need to sleep. If your body's tired, you're not gonna feel great either. So it's just not worth it.
So
on the road. Also, so I still travel a lot for work. Probably 3 times a month, maybe, and those days are just weird, so it doesn't matter. I don't know what I do or not. I just figure it out on the road what to eat. I do make sure to either to bring sweets, because I do like sweets. So I'll make my own cookies or brownies, or I'll buy those sugar-free candies, whatever I have, but that's my weakness.
Oh yeah, I love sweets too. So do you typically bring your lunches to work? What was the last thing that you made yesterday for work? What did you bring what did you have for lunch?
Yesterday I had the leftover pot roast that I made in the crock pot. And then today I had that buffalo chicken.
Nice.
Awesome. Do you eat a lot of blue crab, by the way?
Did you guys just have an episode on that?
Mm-hmm. We did. Okay. We did, yeah.
I just heard that. Carter, is that blue crab we eat? The crab? Yeah. It is. Oh, yeah. Is it? Yes. I don't know if that's what I eat. So I make a crab dip soup also. But that's expensive. Nice. But my boyfriend likes it, so he gets treated to it.
Nice.
Nice. How many people at work or friends or family had started keto since you've done it or are wanting to learn from how you do it?
I have two friends who are doing it with me. So they don't work with me. I used to work with them. So it's literally just a text group that we send pictures and say what we're eating. My friend at work she just can't do it. She doesn't want to do it with me. I feel like every time she tastes my food, she's like, I can taste the almond flour. I'm like, how do you taste it? I think I taste it.
What's her biggest complaint about why she doesn't want to start?
I don't, she doesn't want to give up her bread. And my boyfriend is saying she's Mexican, so she likes her beans. She likes rice. I mean, obviously she doesn't need a diet, but I told her I think she would enjoy it, but I also have a really juvenile palate. Like, I don't taste, I don't know, like, I love pizza rolls and, like, I don't know. I don't taste if it says something tastes a certain way. Like, I don't understand it. I like basic things. So when she says she can taste the almond flour, I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's weird. I think that's quite a palate if you can kind of taste the almond flour and stuff.
I think so. And then when I've used coconut flour, people can say they taste it, and I don't. I think it tastes normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe for me, I don't really like coconut. So if there is a strong coconut flavor, I could maybe taste it, but it wouldn't stop me because I'll still eat coconut shrimp, you know, right, that has coconut on it. So, you know, even though I don't really like it, I'll still kill a whole plate of coconut shrimp just because I love the shrimp. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like just the little bit of the part that I don't really like the taste won't really stop me, you know? So it's like, and I think people concentrate too much on the stuff that they can't have. Mm-hmm. You know, versus celebrating the stuff that you can have. Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's how I try to look at it. It's that mindset that you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people are like, damn, I can't have bread or this tastes weird, then it's like, well, then, yeah, I mean, then you're going to continue to, you know, have the same issues or want the same things, but you're not going to see any results if you kind of keep doing the same thing, you know? So it's like,
right,
you know, give up some little sacrifice and enjoy the things that you can continue to have. Like we were saying before, most diets don't include dairy. Let's celebrate that. Let's have all the cheese and, you know, cream, heavy whipping cream and stuff that we can have. And, you know, instead
they just concentrate on one thing like bread, right? I think bread is a big thing for people. They just focus on that one aspect of it and it's like over. Like, I'm trying to convince my mom to do it, and she's like, well, if you would come down here and cook for me, because she still lives in Miami. I'm like, it's not that hard. Like, I'll prep with you on Sundays over FaceTime. Like, let's do this. I think you'll
really
But
that's so awesome. That's a great idea.
Hey, Kirsten, I heard one of you was having trouble with your parents, right?
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah, I mean, I moved in with my parents, and I do try to cook for them, and they still – there's still like carby items that I think for my dad, it's too like, you know, for Samoans, we like a lot of times we'll eat meals with taro.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad he has to have that. And it's very starchy. Right. But, you know, I understand it's whole foods, but I mean, he has diabetes too. So it's like, I'm trying to tell him like, look, if you get off of that stuff, then, you know, you could not have to take some of these meds that he has to continuously take every day. And then the other thing with him too is he loves eating bananas before he goes to sleep. And so it's like, dude,
I'm like, that there's so much sugar in these bananas. It's like, you need to start eating other fruit, but he loves his bananas. So it's like, so yeah, so that's the struggle for me. And like, yeah. And I live with them right now. So it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just kind of tough. Yeah. So I had to take, I had to get away from them for a month. So that's why I'm kind of just trying to regroup and try to come back, you know, and be more supportive. And
yeah. Well, all those good things. Cause, you know, it's hard when you know the best
it is.
And you know how it's making you feel. So it's hard to see someone
yes.
not want to do it just for a small reason when you know it'll be so beneficial to them. So it's,
oh, no.
Agreed. It's yeah. really yeah. frustrating to see that.
Yeah. Especially, you know, like, yeah, for me, it's, you know, my dad has diabetes. So it's like, man, this is like important because it's like, you know, if you continue to eat, you know, carbohydrates, you know, your body just doesn't produce the insulin it does to break those down. So let's not eat those anymore. Right. Because so that's for me. Yeah, I agree. It's the very it's really frustrating because I know it'll be so beneficial to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this, you know, for me, the my favorite thing about keto is just how it makes me feel.
Right.
So and so I also feel like it'll just help them feel better, too. So. But, you know, it's, you know, one day at a time, you know, what we can all do is just be, you know, good examples and continue to, you know, stay on course with keto and fasting and all these things that have been beneficial to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And just go from there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you guys ever use those shirataki noodles?
I yeah, have we, not yet. We heard all about it. Everyone, like, tells us to, but I haven't used it in any dish yet. So have you?
Okay. Yeah, so my favorite meal that I used to have all the time, and I forgot about it earlier, is chicken thai.
Uh-huh.
And I found a keto recipe, and it's basically everything is the
yep.
thing, except it uses the shirataki noodles. And it's oh. so good. My boy loves it. I love it. I mean,
once yeah, you get I past the
smell, when you open the bag and you rinse them, it's so delicious.
Sorry, my nephew is
Hello, nephew.
Trying to get in on the show.
You got excited about chicken
tests. It's made with is it with mushrooms or what is the noodles yeah. from?
I think it's mushrooms.
Yeah.
I have no clue. Like the idea of tofu, whatever tofu is, it like takes the taste of the sauce and I literally.
Now I've heard they stink.
They stink when you open that bag. You can't believe you're gonna.
Yes.
So you're like supposed to rinse them off.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. So you rinse them and then you boil them for 2 minutes and then you dry them off.
And they taste. Like
And then they don't smell.
Yeah, and then you can't tell the difference. It tastes really good. You're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it at all. I did have one.
And where would you?
I get mine at Whole Foods, and the brand is Miracle Noodle. But I did try another brand. Okay. I don't remember what brand it was. I didn't.
Yeah, we only have a couple more questions left, so okay. We're pretty much done. I one other question. So since you started keto too, has there been any other ailments that have helped you? That you've seen that keto has helped you with that is not related to weight loss?
No, I didn't really have anything. And I, okay. you know, everybody says they like feel super energetic and they feel great. Like, honestly, like I feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
I just fit in. Oh. I fit in my jeans better, so I don't get a rash under my belly.
Okay, right on.
Is Corey? Is this the lightest that you've been weight wise in a while? Like you said, you're at the 130s right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm 135 right now, and that's probably the lightest I've been. In a long time.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I don't know, but in a long time. So it's very exciting because like I said, like last year I was running every day. I was training yep. for a half marathon and I did not lose any weight. And that is the most frustrating thing. So.
Yeah. Well, and you've only been doing this since September. So you haven't even done this a full year yet. Like if you keep it up, I mean, sky's the limit, right? You're going to be doing, you're going to kill it.
Woo!
Yeah.
And, oh yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then, I also wanted to ask lastly is like, what, okay. So, you know, people, I always like to end with like advice you'd give anyone starting keto. So what advice do you have for people who are like interested in starting keto?
Join a lot of Facebook groups, follow Instagrams, Really ask questions, really research it and see what would work for you. And then, you know, go to the grocery store and have everything ready and plan it out just to make it easier. Because if you're someone who like can't commit to someone or always cheats, like you want to have everything here and ready and prepared. But I also feel like it doesn't matter how, like with the groceries and stuff, like until you're mentally ready to actually do it, no one is going to do it, right? Like you give up no matter what. So I really think you have to be mentally ready for this change because you have to be strong enough to say, no, I'm not going to have that pizza. I know it's a party, but no, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You just have to be ready.
That's exactly what Jeff told me when I started.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I mean, read a lot of stuff, do a lot of research, and then when you're ready, you have all that knowledge and you have all that support. Even though you don't know them, they're there for you. So
absolutely.
That would be my advice.
Cool.
Absolutely. And then lastly, is there any shout outs that you want to anybody that maybe has helped you on your journey or even stuff that's not even keto related, like any businesses or something like that you're doing personally, you know, whatever. This is the kind of, you know, use our forum to promote anything that you would like to promote.
I mean, I'm very appreciative to my boyfriend who doesn't, you know, give me a hard time about buying all these expensive groceries. and I'm just really grateful for you guys for this podcast.
Thank you.
I always try to tell people, like, you guys are so normal and you talk about all these normal things and nothing's like super high level that people aren't going to understand. And it just makes it because you're so relatable and other people aren't. So awesome. I'm very appreciative for this podcast. So shout out to Cindy.
Shout out to Cindy for sure. Yeah. For having you, having her lead you to us. And yeah, this is one big community. We're one big happy keto family. So yeah.
You know, thinking like I'm sorry, like I always forget who says what. Was like thinking of doing a 5K or something. I think you should like try to organize something like with all your followers. Like, I'm sure a lot of your followers are on the West Coast, but I think that would be so fun. I'm so down for that.
wait, to do what? To do like a 5K, like like in the same place, like have everybody meet somewhere.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's
you're right.
You guys are East Coast. You and our last guest, Steven, you guys are East Coast. You know what I mean? You guys are all the way out in Maryland.
Yeah, but you guys have a ton of followers in the West Coast. I just think that it would be fun to, like, and you never know. Some people really like you guys. That they'll take a drive out there or they'll fly. Like, I think it's really fun to connect with people who have helped you on your journey.
Let's do it. Let's go.
That's a good idea.
It doesn't have to be soon, but you know, like something. It would be fun to like meet people.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's always exciting, I guess. And something to look forward to and train for and keep you motivated.
Hell yeah.
I'm always down to meet people who do keto. And like, I know there's so many people in Seattle that probably do it that probably don't have an outlet to like talk about it. You know, we just have my coworkers here that do it with me, and that's the only time I talk to them. But yeah, I'd love to meet other people. That'd be kind of fun though.
Yeah, Keto Island Boys 5K. Yeah.
Oh
yeah. You just like join a regular 5K and then you make your own team, you know, like, or you guys can start one.
Yeah.
Have you been to Seattle, Corbin?
I mean, I might. I'm going to get all these airline points with my new job, so I'm ready. I've never been over there.
Okay. Well, hey, that's something future. Now, we need to put that on to-do list, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Yeah, we'll get
Corey, thank you for doing the interview with us.
We really appreciate you, and thank you for leaving a review. And, yeah, thank you for joining us today and sharing your story. We're just so appreciative of all our listeners and in this community.
Yeah, well, we're lucky to have you. Thank you so much.
All right.
We'll touch base soon. We'll keep in contact, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye. Have a good night.
Good night. Yeah. Now we know. You have me, baby.
I was foolish, stuck on stupid, scared of losing, then I lost. You left me, baby. Should've known you would. You left me wounded, disillusioned, mass confusion as you walked out the door. Said I'm not gonna lie, had me shook for a while. I picked myself up off the floor. Then I opened my eyes, saw them beautiful smiles. Don't give up anymore. Now that's all alone in the party zone. Girl, I'm so glad that